Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Real quick, before we get to Erie Net, we just had Congressman Tim Kennedy on talking about the big, beautiful bill. We see the county executive talking about how awful it's going to be for Erie County. Lindsay, what's your take on the big, beautiful bill?
Look, you know, the county executive has been out there saying anything he can to get headlines. You know, he is, I think, very envious of those that represent our community at the national level. I think, quite frankly, I think promises are being delivered in this big, beautiful bill, and I think it is going to have impact. But I can tell you as a county legislator, I know government, whether it's state, county, or federal, there is waste to be cut, and I think that's what we're seeing in this bill. I appreciate that you held Congressman Kennedy to the fire when you asked him about some of the implications of the funding with the food resources and how it is an effort to cut waste, and I noticed he danced around that answer. So, you know, I think we need to really look at it and make sure that we are prepared for the impacts at the county level. But at the end of the day, what we need to really focus on is less spending in growing government and more of delivering what we offered and what we've promised. And I think ErieNet is another example of a failing promise.
Speaking of that failing promise, yes, ErieNet, we found out on Thursday, well, I found out, maybe you knew, that only 18 miles of what was supposed to be a 400-mile fiber optic network has been hooked up. I mean, there was that press conference, what was that, 2 or 3 months ago, where they had the people behind them hooking up some of the fiber optic. To your knowledge, where are we with ErieNet?
In 2019, we were promised that this would be accomplished in a couple of years. It is now 2025. What was supposed to be a $20 million project that we used American Rescue Plan money for is now in double that. We're looking at $36 to $38 million. The line is just going up, and it went from the goal of the project when Mark Poloncarz announced it at his State of the County was to connect homes in rural areas that don't have access to broadband. Now, this is typical Mark Poloncarz fashion, where he makes a really large promise, and then as the time to deliver results, you see him shrink away. You know, now he's not out there talking about ErieNet, because what was supposed to be about connecting homes that don't have broadband access and tying them into a network has now become a middle ground backbone. So the promise that he made is not going to be delivered. He's instead created ErieNet, which is nothing more than just another place to put politically connected people into high paying jobs that don't deliver results. It is a shame. It is wasteful. And what's most insulting is that Mark Poloncarz makes these promises, goes out there and says it's being done, when the reality is it's not. We would even to get, providers to hook up to this backbone that is being created and deliver internet services to these people in rural communities like ones I represent that don't have it. Those private sector providers have said that they have no interest in doing it. So this doesn't solve any problems. All it does is it creates these high-paying jobs for these politically connected people that don't know what they're doing. And it's no surprise at that point that nothing has been done, that none of the promises have been delivered. If you look at the director of ErieNet, Melissa Hartman, she was given the job as a reward for running for county clerk and losing that race. She has no experience in the technical management. She has no experience in internet. But she, even when she was confirmed to take that job, she said, well, we can just hire those things out. And that's how now, 5 years later, you have a very empty promise and a lot of money down the drain.
So of that 18 miles, how much of that is in your district?
I don't know how much of it is in my district. I will say I know they started connecting like libraries and municipal buildings because, again, it's a backbone. It's not them connecting to houses. It's hoping that these private sector providers will contract and, you know, extend the line. But there is some in Aurora. I believe some is going up in Colden. But again, nobody is using this internet yet. It is completely just hanging up wires. We've spent millions of dollars. By the time that we can even tap into this, if any company that has already said they're not interested changes their mind, I think the technology is going to be out of date. This is exactly why the public sector shouldn't be getting involved in issues that the private sector handles better.
Yeah, you know, I know someone who lives in an area that was supposed to, you know, be benefited from ErieNet, but now they have, I think it's, you know, the 5G, where they use the 5G in the house as a Wi-Fi, and they said, you know what, that works good enough, they're not going to wait for ErieNet now. I can't imagine that's the only person in the last 6 years to say, well, I can't wait for this.
You know, it's so funny you even say that because I was at my father's house where I grew up a couple weekends ago, and I lived and grew up in an area that we didn't have great internet access, and there's all the solutions that we worked around it, you know, whether it's the 5G, like you said, or using a hotspot. There's all sorts of different options now, like Starlink, to connect to these issues. So it's an evolving issue, and usually people work around it. Unfortunately, I wish we could get private, providers to those people that really don't have access, but it's really hard to motivate that. It's cost prohibitive, but putting a backbone in a public library and still hoping that somebody will hook up to it, we know that that's not going to happen. They've told us that, you know, it really is textbook Mark Polen cars going out there, getting the headlines, getting out in front saying, this is what I'm going to do. And then shying away when the results aren't delivered. You know, last year at his state of the county, he said that we were going to have the county fleet running on chicken wing fuel. You haven't heard anything about that, but he got all the great headlines and then he stepped away and didn't deliver the results.
So of ErieNet, I mean, does Melissa Hartman come to the legislature and update you guys? I mean, have they told you what the next step is? How much of the 400 will actually get laid down, if any? I mean, how regularly are they updating you guys on the money being spent?
And this is the other problem. This is a big highlight of the problem with ErieNet. So we created this, you know, quasi-government corporation that they don't answer to the legislature. They have a board which has a lot of Mark Poloncarz's staff that sits on the board, like the county budget officer and different elected officials that sit on that board. And that's who really ErieNet answers to, not the county legislature, because we sign that authority out. So Melissa Hartman, when she, you know, among the 25 or so people that applied.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be in the role that she's in, that had experience in technology, that had experience in internet providing services, when they selected her, it was just this very politically connected board that selected her, again, as a reward for running and failing for county clerk. You know, this is nothing more than a very political entity that is getting millions and millions of dollars and just wasting it down the drain. They don't have to come to the legislature and talk to us. They do have meetings. They have to abide by open meetings laws. But, you know, I would encourage you to check out some of the meetings minutes that they've posted. I know I've looked at them before, and there's lengthy meetings about the Christmas party and not so much about delivering on these failed promises.
Did they deliver on the Christmas party, though?
You know what? I'd have to follow up to find out about that. They lost my interest there a little bit.
You know, so of the 18 miles that's set up, is there a provider for that? I mean, is that just sitting there unused? There's more questions. Like you said, there's more questions than answers. But to your knowledge, is there any provider of those 18 miles?
They have not. I can tell you something. The second they can get a provider to sign a contract and tap into it, you will see Mark Poloncarz back out, you know, wherever they're doing it. Saying how successful the program is. And I haven't seen that. So as far as I know, they have not gotten any providers. You know, the best way to think about this is it's kind of like a highway system. So it's building the backbone, but then you still need the towns or the villages to, you know, tap in. And that's where then the private sector would then connect those roads, right? So we're only building the backbone. We are not building the connections to homes. We are not building the connections to different businesses. We're connecting municipal buildings that already have access, that already are on internet services, and we're hoping that the private sector will tap in. And I have not seen any contracts, or I have not heard of any that the private sector is interested in extending those. You know, I did see a Buffalo News article this past week that, you know, Mark Poloncarz, chief of staff, because you're not going to see him talk about it when it's failing, is saying that it's really the red tape that's the problem. I don't know how a professional organization like this, with so many elected officials and public people on the board, didn't know that red tape would be a problem. You know, Melissa Hartman was hired because of her experience in, you know, municipal government and management. And you're telling me now that the biggest red flag or the biggest barrier in our way is red tape? I think that's ludicrous to even suggest.
You know, we're going to have Mayor Austin Tylik from North Tonawanda on in the next segment. And he was, you know, obviously it was an outside company, but they helped Greenlight get up and running in the time that Mark Poloncarz announced this and where we are today. Did anyone like that come and talk, or have they reached out to people like Mayor Tylik and ask, you know, hey, how did you get this up so quickly? And I don't know, get some pointers?
You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. ErieNet came around before, you know, I've only been a county legislator for 2 years. This was all set up and money was spent before I was there. It was actually when I was running for the county legislature that this was really a hot issue, because at that point, 2 years ago, we had spent $6 million and still nobody was set up. We're now at $36 million and nothing is set up. So a lot of what was created predates me. But I can tell you, sometimes when something fails, you need to turn it off. But this is also so much American Rescue money that we blew on this project because Mark Poloncarz thought it would get him great headlines, you know, solving rural broadband. But that could have been money towards roads. That could have been one-time infrastructure projects that would have changed the future of Erie County. But instead, we spent it on a hope and prayer that some unqualified people would be able to, you know, extend the lines of broadband to homes in Erie County. And that's not even the goal anymore. So whether they spoke to people that have done it successfully or not, I doubt it. Actually, if you look nationally to other groups that were set up like ErieNet, overwhelmingly they fail when they are only setting up the backbone. The only way to succeed is by setting up that final extra mile, because that is what's missing in Erie County, not the backbone. So this was doomed to fail, I think, since the beginning, but here we are today, and unfortunately they just keep spending.
Yeah, I did think it was funny, the article, they were surprised by the amounts of red tape. It's like, you know, I mean, I've lived in Erie County most of my life, and I could tell you, I can point to projects that never happened because of red tape. I'm surprised at their surprise.
It's also the people that are saying they're surprised are professional government employees that deal with red tape, create red tape every day. Like I said, though, it's always telling when Mark Poloncarz sends out his people instead of himself to answer these questions. This was a conversation we were having years ago about, in terms of actually putting the lines up, you need to get permission from NYSEG and these different providers. You can't just go throw lines up. And we knew that was a problem. So now to say like, oh, wow, it's been so difficult is ridiculous.
Now, it's an election year. If I'm reading this correctly, you are running unopposed, correct?
I am running unopposed, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any of the county races that you're keeping your eye on, you're maybe helping out with throughout Erie County leading up to November?
You know, we do have Christine Zarnick running for controller. I think, you know, we do need to have more accountability coming out of the controller's office. You know, speaking of government waste, my minority caucus actually clocked in a letter because Erie County is still paying to store PPE equipment. We asked the county controller, Kevin Hardwick, if he could do an audit and figure out how much we're spending on rent. What do we even have in these warehouses for COVID-related materials? He sent a letter back saying he had more important things to do. So I think it's important that we do get somebody who's more willing to work with the legislature on that front. But other than that, the sheriff is unopposed, and we just need to make sure we get people excited to turn out and vote because local elections really matter. That's, you know, something I harp on constantly. These are the people that are making decisions for things like ErieNet or things like what roads get fixed, and you really need to get the right people in those positions.
Do you think there's a chance Republicans could take over the legislature?
I think it would be hard. Honestly, when the districts were redrawn, they were politically redrawn so that it's really difficult to beat a Democrat in Erie County. You know, if you look at some of the districts, you would think it's just town by town, but there are these ridiculously drawn lines that take out pieces of Buffalo and give it to somebody that represents a different district to make sure that, you know, they can retain those seats. I think you could have some competitive races. I think Amherst is really interesting right now. You're seeing the amount of waste. You know, Mark Poloncarz is up there bailing out his friends in Amherst with the golf course, which tells me that they're nervous about Amherst. You could see a Republican flip there, which could result in us picking up another seat at the legislature, but we would need two to get the majority back.
Do you expect after these county elections, the county executive announcing that he's going to run for either Claudia Tenney or Nick Langworthy's seat?
You know, I don't see how anybody in their right mind could think that Mark Poloncarz would win one of those seats, but I don't think he necessarily is in his right mind all the time. I think his comments recently about the lieutenant governor running, I don't know if maybe we'll see something come out with him at the state level or what. I just don't see him running against, I mean, Nick Langworthy or Claudia Tenney, I think would, you know, win sizably if he were to take that route. But I think it'll be interesting next year, obviously, with the local election timing changing. I'm obviously up for re-election this year and then again next year with a lot of other local officials and then the state. So I think you could see some movement there from Mark, but it's really hard to tell.
Oh, that's interesting. So that starts next year where the local elections are on an even year. This is the final odd year election.
Yes. So, and that's why I think a lot of these local races, you're not seeing a lot of movement because you're running for a 1 year term. Although maybe it's just because people are really happy with their service. I'd like to think that too, but I like to be realistic.
Well, Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.